Parents, if your kids love listening to audio stories, but you don't want them using your phone all the time to listen to them, you need a Story Button. Story Button is a screenless device that makes it easy to listen to kid podcasts, audiobooks, and more without having to use a tablet, phone, or keep track of any cards or toys. Fan favorites like Miles the Brave and Treasure Galaxy will give your kids an extra spark of exciting imagination, while the bedtime category will help your kids as they get ready to sleep. Go to storybutton.com to learn more and view all the content currently available in the library. Storybutton. Imagination lives here. Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. Today's story is called, You Were Made by God Himself. And this comes from Psalm chapter 139 and Acts chapter 17, verses 25 through 26. This month, we are going to talk about gratitude, being thankful. God gave us the ability to be thankful. In fact, He even tells us to practice it. And it's actually like a superpower. You'll know what I mean as you hear the episodes this month. Today, let's jump right in, learning that you can thank God for making you. Lord, you have examined me. You know all about me. You know when I sit down and when I get up. You know my thoughts before I think them. You know where I go and where I lie down. You know well everything I do. Lord, even before I say a word, you already know what I'm going to say. You are all around me, in front and in back. You have put your hand on me. Your knowledge is amazing to me. It is more than I can understand. Where can I go to get away from your spirit? Where can I run from you? If I go up, up to the skies, you are there. If I lie deep, deep down, you are there too. If I rise with the sun in the east and settle in the west beyond the sea, even there, you would guide me. With your right hand, you would hold me. I could say, the darkness will hide me. The light around me will turn into night. But even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as light as the day. Darkness and light are the same to you. You made my whole being. You formed me in my mother's body. Psst. Listeners, did you hear that? Who made you?
God.
God, that's right. Did the Bible just say part of you is made by God? Like, maybe just your hair or smile? No, it said He made your whole being, all of you. Okay, let's continue. I praise you because you made me in an amazing and wonderful way. What you have done is wonderful. I know this very well. You saw my bones being formed as I took shape in my mother's body, when I was put together there. You saw my body as it was formed. all the days planned for me were even written in your book, before I was even one day old. God, your thoughts are precious to me. They are so many. If I could count them, they would be more than all the grains of sand. When I wake up, I am still with you. Now, let's turn to our Bibles to the book of Acts. It says, "This God is the one who gives life, breath, and everything else to people. He does not need any help from them. He has everything he needs." God began by making one man. From him came all the different people who live everywhere in the world. He decided exactly when and where they must live. Well, that is it for our story today, but before we go, let's think about what we just heard. Does it sound like God just closed his eyes, shook us up in his hands like dice, and poof, just let us fall onto the earth all willy-nilly? Where you landed on earth and when was just random?
No!
We just heard that God determined the place and time that you live in. Answer out loud, where do you live?
The woods.
North Carolina.
Thanks for sharing. Some of you may have answered that you live on top of a cold mountain or a large farm. Some live close to us or far away. God knew you would live there. He has a plan for you, a purpose, and was not suddenly surprised, scrambling to figure out where you would live and when you'd be born. My last question is, have you ever stopped and thought that you did nothing to make yourself? Yet, poof, here you are. You weren't one day floating up in the stars and suddenly decided to give yourself arms, a brain, and then just dive down to earth like a falling star. No, you played no part in making yourself. So, who did make you? Who has all the power and wanted to make you?
God!
That's right, your Heavenly Father. Our Bible today said, "You made my whole being. You formed me in my mother's body. I praise you because you made me in an amazing and wonderful way. What you have done is wonderful. I know this very well." Wow. Point to yourself. You. God made you on purpose. Does it say you are just an okay kind of good work of God? Or does it say that you are a wonderful work of God?
Wonderful work.
Yep. Should we be thankful to God for making us? Yes. Let's practice. Say out loud one thing you want to thank God for about yourself.
I'm thankful that he made me because so I can see
my heart and my body.
Good. Thanks for sharing. Remember this, because sometimes we can look at how others are made and suddenly not like how we are made. Maybe you have to go to speech therapy, but your friend doesn't. Maybe you are better at art than your friend, but they are better at soccer. Maybe your friend likes the dark, and you need 3 night lights to sleep. When we compare, we must be careful to not despise, dislike how we are made. If we do, it's actually like telling God he made you wrong and that you know how you should have been made. If you feel this way, tell your parents and grandparents and talk to God about it. Are any of us the exact same?
No.
Even if you have a twin that may look like you, there is still so much that is different. We can celebrate that we are all made differently and, at the same time, have things in common. Think about the Bible. Paul was not exactly like Peter, Mary was not Martha, and that was good. They were similar in that they all loved God. But God made them each different for a purpose. Realizing that you are specially made by God, purposefully put where and when you live, should make you thank God. This week, tell God thanks for something about how you are made. Remember, there is no one like you. There never will be. The maker of the heavens and earth, he chose to make you. And you? You are wonderfully made, child. Well, that is it for our story. For our special episodes, we get to hear some of you practice being thankful. Take it away.
Hey guys, my name is Galvin. I am thankful for my family and my friends.
My name is Sydney and I'm thankful for Jesus.
Hello, my name is Dom Survey. I'm 7 years old and I'm grateful for my little brother Goofy.
Hello, my name is Ariel. I am 5 years old and I'm grateful that God made me.
My name is Nathania Gabrian Ocampo de Masilio, and I am from the Philippines. I am thankful for the food I eat every day and for the talents that God gave me, like drawing and writing.
Leona Jade, and I'm grateful for my mother because she's always sweet to me and she hugs me.
My name is Grayson Isabella Cardenas, and I'm 7 years old. And I'm so grateful for my family and Classical Conversations homeschool study group. And bye.
You listeners are amazing. You are an example for others to practice being grateful. Thanks for listening, everyone. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Tune in next week as we continue our episodes. And as always, bye for now.